With summer right around the corner, there is nothing more exciting than hearing the state of the city of Kenai and the projections for the coming year, as well as the results of last year. And at their annual chamber meeting and state of the city, Brian Gabriel gave a glowing report. It's going to be a busy year, Mr. Mayor. And what stands out as some of the highlights of what you see coming this summer?
Well, one of the things is obviously we want to highlight our staff, state of the city. And honestly, it's hard to believe it's been 6 years. This is our sixth annual one. Our former city manager, Paul Oster, and I started this. And then now we've got Terry Eubank, our new city manager, here. And so, you know, we sort of split this up. Terry batted. I started off, lead off, and then Terry did cleanup. And we kind of split it in half. I do highlight the work that the city departments do, and then he jumps into the capital projects and things like that that are going to be happening on the collaboration, as you saw with other entities, partnerships that we have with the Kenaite Native Tribe and then the Salamanoff Native Tribe. Those types of things are so important to the city. But to answer your question is regarding, you know, the exciting part of this summer, which I think is going to be over several years for me, is this the award of the Bluff Stabilization Project. And
did you ever think you'd live to see it?
I didn't, and honest to goodness, I did not think that I would be the the mayor that would. We're having a ribbon cutting on June 11th, so being the mayor that actually gets to do that is just such a great honor. Feel so lucky because there's other mayors that did.
Cutting the ribbon, but what about breaking the champagne over the wall?
Yeah,
that's going to be
when that happens as well. And so it's been such an important project for the city. But to see that to this stage, because even as recently as several years ago, you know, people that were saying that they didn't think that was going to be happening or it'd be a while off yet still.
You know, I couldn't help but notice, Mr. Mayor, that when you were talking about the financial status and the sales tax and all the data, there's a picture of a moose up on the screen, and he was sticking his tongue out at you.
That's not unusual.
I thought that was very typical of the financial part of politics.
Yeah, exactly, yes.
Well, we got a lot of great things coming. The waterfront renewal and just the tempo and the overall feeling that it's being done for locals, and then the visitors will love it. I think that shows the all-America city spirit of doing it for who we are, and those who come will love it.
Yeah, so this is a project, Merrill, that you sort of think of like, you know, what are your assets that are maybe being underutilized within the city? That was one of them. This is the area that you're talking about is over by the boat launch, the city boat launch. So it would be like from Packstar Fisheries downstream to the bird viewing area. And so it's quite an area. But we also wanted to maintain and utilize the properties, you know, uses that are in place now. So as Terry mentioned, one of the things that we did last month was rezone that and change it to what we call working waterfront that will hopefully help facilitate the vision that the community put in to some of the elements that will be provided in that project.
Well, the other thing that stands out in talking with Terry and interviewing him earlier, that the bids for that Bluff Stabilization Project came in like 50% less. And that's something that in 2024, we just don't hear anything coming in less with inflation and everything. As the residents and the visitors look forward to that construction of that project this year, are there anything that people will need to be noted of as far as moving all of that rock into place?
Well, as Terry mentioned, there's to your point on the total cost, we were thrilled, absolutely thrilled when that came in there, because there's other elements such as a maintenance road, I think, now that we can add on to that project, which I think is important to keep maintenance up on the revetment. But to your point, as far as the project, the trajectory of the project goes, there'll be a spec on the rock, which takes time, because rock, unbelievable, rock is not rock, or rock, I should restate that, all rock is not equal, let's put it that way. So they have to, it has to meet the spec, that'll go through the process, and then source it from there. And then, of course, they start blasting, and they'll have to, you know, procure the rock, I guess, which is the big.
So it will be, construction will be noticeable this summer.
I don't know if that'll be this summer, but definitely next summer. So I think this summer is going to be going through the testing, getting the rock, getting their source of rock, and then I think by the summer 2025 is definitely going to be noticeable.
And this summer is going to be humming with all the activities that the Chamber of Commerce is also putting together with the city in cooperation with that. Your Department of Parks and Rec are doing an extremely great job.
Oh, absolutely. We love our partnership with the Chamber. It's beneficial to, I think, everybody, certainly the residents of the city of Kenai. One of the biggest events I always look forward to is the 4th of July parade. That's one event we partner with the Chamber on. And, of course, like Christmas comes to Kenai and the fireworks and all the other stuff. So,
and the Silver Salmon Derby, that's an unusual one. That's a unique one.
Yes, Silver Salmon Derby, which is a unique derby in the way it's handled, too, you know, while we spin the wheel for a magic weight, you know. So I think it's a very, for stewards of a resource, that's, I think, a good way to go.
You love to fish, love to gamble. It's all into one event, and you've done a great job. It looks like it's going to be a great 2024, Brian, and congratulations for the state of the city of Kenai. Are you going to be running again?
I got about a year and a half left on my term here, so that'll probably be a game-time decision. This is my third term, so I'll be 9 years and three terms on council, or two terms on council. So I'll be at 15-year mark.
You'll be here to break the champagne.
Stay tuned. Yes, I will be there to break the champagne.
The mayor of the city of Kenai, the city is looking for a great summer in 2024. I'm Merle Sikorski, returning you to that updated sound of KSRM.